This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
But old ties and companions, you and I were just passing through.
That's new music from Chapel Hill's own Mandolin Orange. Emily France and Andrew Marlin spent most of 2014 on the road playing songs from their acclaimed album, This Side of Jordan. They shared the stage with people like Roseanne Cash and the Wood Brothers. The new recording is called Such Jubilee, and despite being written on the road, is more about the concept of home and how that can mean different things at different times. Andrew and Emily join me now. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
That first song, Old Ties and Companions, kind of sums up the record for me. It's, you know, there's home in there, there's friendship, there's family, there's the difficulty of, you know, leading a life as a troubadour, as somebody who is always traveling and trying to maintain those connections.
Yeah, I think that was actually the first song we recorded when we went into the studio, too, and maybe it just kind of set the tone for those few days.
It's funny, talking about Old Ties and Companions, starting with that song, it actually didn't go down that easily. We left the studio that first day just wanting to pull our hair out. We were like, man, this is not going to work. We're not going to get a record right now. You know, we can't even record the first song. But
then we came back in the second day, listened to it, and thought, oh, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
So then we settled in and finished the rest of it, I think in like 3.5 days or something like that.
There's a song on here called Rounder, and I'm not exactly sure what a rounder is, but I get the feeling that it's somebody who's in prison for doing something pretty serious.
Yeah, that's funny that you mentioned that song. That was one of those, I sat down, I was like, man, I want to write a cowboy song, so I'm going to do that. And I had somebody tell me, and I think it was in Brevard at a show one time, we were trying that song out, and he's like, do you know what a rounder is? And I was like, I have no idea, I just really like the way it sounds. And, you know, he was saying that it's somebody who just goes around basically and buys people rounds of drinks, and in turn, you know, he expects you to return the favor, and it's basically just somebody who hangs around a bar and
gets into trouble,
you know. And so yeah, this one, this particular rounder ends up, you know, killing somebody and going to jail for it.
Just alone, some old rounder with a number for my name and a rope to haunt my dreams. They're gonna hang me, boys, from a tall, tall tree. Those demons then be the death of me.
Emily, you sing the lead vocals on From Now On.
That song was one that was written, I feel like, pretty close maybe to when we went in the studio. And to me, it's very different than the other songs. It kind of just, I think we get a kick out of it because we feel like it sounds like something that should be on a movie soundtrack. So if we're lucky enough, it will be.
Don't want to live out on the road. Just want to be right by your side. We're the only ones I know who could hold me.
Jump Mountain Blues is really a ghost story, Andrew. Can you tell us a little bit about that one and where that came from?
Yeah, so when I was growing up, some good friends of mine have a lodge up in Jump Mountain, and I think I was 14.
It's more of a cabin than a lodge.
It's a little house, a little wooden house in the woods at Jump Mountain, and more like a lodge, really.
not letting go.
But yeah, so we'd go up there, and there was one night, I think I was 14, we were sitting around the fire, and they were telling this old ghost story about how Jump Mountain got its name. And so the story goes, this princess is asked by her father to marry a rich guy, and she's already in love with another guy, and she convinces her father to let him have a race up the mountain, and whichever fella catches her, that's the one she'll marry. They're on their way up the mountain, and she looks back, and the rich guy is gonna, you know, about to catch her. And so instead of, you know, letting him catch her, she just jumps off the mountain to her doom. And so I got the idea for the story to where it's kind of from her dad's perspective, waiting at the base of the mountain for her ghost to rise up from the spot where she fell and make that same run every single night. And that was the end of the ghost story, is that you can sometimes, if you're up on Jump Mountain that night, you can see her ghost making that run every single night. And it was a really spooky tale to me.
Yeah, it is spooky. I like it, though. And that's up in Virginia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rockbridge County.
Every little thing you do is a small reminder. Now all I see is you upon the mountain peak, falling down on me. Looking out over all of Shenandoah, the rocks below could never understand. Little darling, all they stole from me.
Having recorded it, being really happy with that, and about to go out on the road, what does success look like for you at the end of this process?
The most exciting thing last year was touring a lot and feeling like there's this real fan base out there who are coming out to shows and being able to play for people every night. And so I think for us, it's really just a continuation of that. We're just excited to tour and play shows, and that's where we get our energy.
How's it feel when you look out in the crowd and they're singing every word to every song?
Oh, it's crazy. I have like a cheesy grin on my face every time that happens.
For sure. Yeah, I agree with Emily on that. I think it's, you know, we enjoy the process of it all. And I think that as long as we can continue to go through that process, you know, we view that as a success in itself. You know, it's a great job and we've got no complaints about it.
Andrew Marlin and Emily France are Mandolin Orange. Their new record is called Such Jubilee. Emily and Andrew, thanks so much for stopping
by. Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, appreciate that.